In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. A couple of things before we begin. If you're looking at your bulletins, the gospel passage that's in your bulletin is from a few weeks ago, so it's not the one that was read today. And you may not have been able to hear it because I think we're still having some issues with that microphone. So I want to read a couple verses from the gospel today, which is the gospel from Matthew. And our Lord said to his disciples, "Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." And then Peter replied and said, "Lo, we have left everything and followed you. What then shall we have?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man shall sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. But many that are first will be last, and the last first." So today, the week after, 1 week after the Feast of Pentecost that we celebrated last week, and then Monday of the Holy Spirit, is the Feast of All Saints. And our church has placed this feast, this celebration of All Saints, on this day. And the gospel passage and the epistle that you heard all direct our attention to the meaning behind why we place this feast on this day. First of all, last week we celebrated the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the church, upon those who were gathered together for the Feast of Pentecost, those Jews who were there, who were following the custom and tradition of their faith, the Feast of the Tabernacles and all the different celebrations around the Feast of Pentecost as they understood it. And for the church, the Holy Spirit that was promised by our Lord, and we heard that in the gospel passages for Ascension just 10 days before, that our Lord promised that he would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, as we say, who is everywhere, filling all things and in every place. And the Holy Spirit, as we know from the hymn that we offer for our parish so many times, when the Holy Spirit descended upon them, made the fishermen wise, and through them illumined the world. So the feast that we celebrate today of all the saints is done so, or we do so, because of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, that's who makes and who declares and establishes the saints of the church, is the Holy Spirit. Guided and guarded, as we say, but guided, giving wisdom. I've said this before, it's not for us only to have knowledge about God. This is important. We learn this in our Sunday school, our catechism, all these things, knowledge about God. But it's knowing God, not knowing about him, but knowing him deeply in our hearts and in our souls. And this is not possible without the Holy Spirit. And so we celebrate today the Feast of All Saints, and in the Synaxarion that we read in the Orthros, says, "On this day, the Sunday after Pentecost, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, who are from every part of the world, those in Asia, Africa, Europe, and America, from the north and from the south." And then last night we heard in the Vesper service, one of the hymns says, "Come, believers, let us strike up a chorus today. Let us reverently celebrate and splendidly honor the glorious and solemn memory of all the saints. Let us salute them and say, rejoice, O glorious apostles, prophets, martyrs, and hierarchs. Rejoice, O devout monastics and the righteous. Rejoice, O host of honorable women. All saints, intercede with Christ on behalf of the world and pray that he enable our leaders to protect us from foreign enemies and that he grant our souls great mercy. So this is what we celebrate today. But why? Why do we celebrate that on this feast of All Saints on this day? First of all, let's talk about why we're here. Why we came at this appointed time and at this appointed place today. We came to church, right? We came to worship. We came to visit with one another after the liturgy. We came to receive the Eucharist. We came to fellowship and to worship and to commune and to receive the sacraments. But we came to just a place at 13555 Hillcrest Road. It's not the church. It's a church, but it's not the church. Because as we understand in our theology, as we understand in the teaching of the church and in the history, and we know this by reading and hearing and praying and studying and all these different things, that the church is, what do we say in the creed? One, holy, Catholic, which means universal, apostolic. That's what we profess. That's our confession of faith. That's the church. The church is the body of believers, both living and perfected in faith or in eternal memory, the saints. This is why we, again, I say this oftentimes, it wasn't just that we wanted to spend a lot of money to paint, to have all these icons on our walls. It was to remind us of, as we heard in Hebrews, the great cloud of witnesses. The great cloud of witnesses that St. Paul speaks about. He's speaking about the saints of the church. Old, young, men, women, children, infants, of all nationalities, of all places, of all vocations or professions in life, people who lived holy, dedicated lives from a very early age, and people who did not until later in their life. These are the saints, imperfect humans who, as the word defines, ye holy, set apart. I said this last night at Vespers. They are set apart, and they set themselves apart. They make a choice, the saints, of separating themselves from the world in the sense that they devote their entire lives to Christ, their God. So this is why we commemorate this day, because the church makes up not just those of us here today, but all believers as Orthodox Christians who commune from the same chalice around the world, throughout the history of the church, both living and those that are in eternal life. This is the church. So we do this, we celebrate this way, because ultimately the Christian life, the life that began for us as Christians at our baptism and our chrismation, some when we were infants, some later in life, and is sustained through the sacramental or the mysteries of the church. We do this because this guides us. These expressions, or these participations rather, in the life of the church, not just this church, but the church, guides us. It directs our attention. It brings us into a state of holiness. And so it's not just the list of the saints that we hear every day or we read about, or the patron saint, each one of our patron saints that we know about. And by the way, today's the day there's countless men and women who we don't know about, thousands and thousands that we don't hear about in the role of the saints each and every day. And so we commemorate them today. But it's not just about them. They have achieved a state of holiness. We too are called to this, even here, even now. So we too are on the path, on the journey towards sainthood. Saints aren't born. These people weren't saints when they were born. It was through their life and their dedication and their devotion and their love. And as we heard in the gospel, putting the Lord above, even father and mother, brother and sister, children, land, all these different things. Following the Lord, taking up the cross and following him. Those who would come after me, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. This is the path to sainthood. And this is why the church has placed today for us to think about this, to ponder this, to recall these men and women. Because it's the perfection of everything for us. It's the perfection of everything that we've been celebrating for the last 130 days or so, from the Sundays before Lent, through Holy Week, through the resurrection of our Lord, through his ascension, Pentecost, the Holy Spirit coming down, the perfection, the harvest in the vineyard, as we hear about, or the harvest comes to fruition in the body of Christ, the church, throughout the history, here and now, and going forward. So, I referenced earlier the creed. I said that one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And we could look at that and we can say that that also speaks about what a saint is. And there's different kind of expressions, or there's different identifications of saints. There's the martyrs. There's the ascetics, the righteous ones, and the confessors. And in the gospel, the word that's used in the English is acknowledge. But the Greek word means more than just acknowledge. It means to confess, which is much deeper, because you can acknowledge a fact. There's a microphone here. That's a fact. You can see that. But confessing something means it's an expression of what you believe. There's a much deeper commitment in confessing. And so we have to understand what the words meant when they were originally written in Greek. So our Lord's saying, if you confess, not just acknowledge, but if you believe, if you deeply believe this, then you will do these things. So we may not live in a world necessarily, especially in this country, where we're called to be martyrs, but we certainly are called to be confessors, and that is to confess the faith. This is what we speak about when we read, when we recite the creed, the faith. So saints are first of all called to be confessors. And you confess not necessarily by your words, but by your life, the fruits of the Holy Spirit we speak about. The fruits, the tree that bears fruit, is how you know that tree. It's hard to tell a lot of times different trees till you see the fruit that comes from it, or whatever it's producing. It's the same thing for the saints. You will know them by what they produce in their confession. They're one because the saints are together. They are here, the great cloud of witnesses with us. Here, we say militant, the church that's here on the earth, and the church triumphant. They're one. They are holy, obviously by the name of Saint Ayos or Aya, Ayi. They are holy, they are set apart. The saints are Catholic, they are universal, from all places and all times, from all different places, as the Synaxarion said. They are apostolic because they profess and they confess the apostolic faith. And we've spoken about that in the past months. And they confess the truth. They confess and they live. They taught and they preached. And in some cases even died for the truth. This is, in the word, acknowledging, but more confessing our Lord. Confessing Him in the way we live. Confessing Him in the way that we love. Confessing Him in the way that we witness. This is the feast that we celebrate today. And so as we go forward from this point, after the end of the Pentecostario and the period of Pentecost, and we move into the coming months and go through the liturgical cycle again, let us think about and let us act upon that which our church is directing us to, and that is to live our lives as saints, as one holy Catholic and apostolic. Let us profess, not just acknowledge, let us profess and confess our Lord in all that we do and all that we say. Amen.
Again and again, and please let us pray to God.